This conference is being recorded.
Hello, good afternoon, good evening, and good morning to you all. This is Vicky Fons from the Trademark Clearinghouse, and thank you all for participating in the webinar today that we have planned for you. Just to make sure that everybody knows, your lines will be muted. You can ask any questions via the chat. We will answer them at the end of the session. For those of you that are having issues in joining the call, you can always log in through our system as well. And we are recording the presentation, and the recording together with the slides will be provided to you later on. Myself will start providing some information on the update on our statistics, what's coming up in our Sunrise calendar, and then afterwards I will hand it over to Cheyenne to talk about the .car, .cars, and .auto. This session will also be immediately followed by the GTLD update, on .theater, .protection, and .security. So there will be other people joining as well, but just for those that are already on the call, you can actually stay and join to hear more about the other GTLDs as well. And with that, I move on to the statistics. So today we currently have more than 39,600 trademarks submitted to the clearinghouse. We still see that a significant number of the trademark records are recorded for multiple years, so more than 45%, and we clearly see that 80% are coming through our agents, so there is not really a pickup from trademark holders going directly. And from those 39,629 marks submitted, 93% are verified. Some of them are for this 6 or 7% that are not verified, they are either invalid or expired. You see also on the slide that 4,000 marks have expired, meaning that they haven't renewed or weren't renewed in time. Now, from those trademarks submitted to the clearinghouse, you clearly see that there have been a lot of claims notifications sent out, more than 200,000 claims notifications, and more than 222,000 ongoing notifications have been sent out for those registered trademarks in the clearinghouse. If you look at the stats in relation to the countries and the different jurisdictions, there you can see that it's clearly steady from the last presentation that we provided. So we see that there's no other trademarks coming from the different jurisdictions. As for the Sunrise calendar, so again, for those of you that are new to this session, you can always see which GTLDs are in Sunrise, and this is mentioned on our Sunrise page, where you can find it sunriseclearinghouse.org. And there you have a full overview of all the GTLDs that are in Sunrise, but you can also see which ones are in trademark claims period, or also on ongoing notification. So you can follow that up there. And you can see here the list, .car, .cars, for example, is indeed in Sunrise, but also .clouds, boats, yachts, theater. So here you have a full overview, and wine and van are very popular at the moment. So if you're interested in seeing what's going on, which GTLDs are in Sunrise, or which ones should you be receiving notifications, you can visit our Sunrise page on sunrise.clearinghouse.org. For the ones that are awaiting Sunrise, so we know that they will be launching pretty soon. You can see here .homes, .protection, .security, .istanbul, .mom, .bet, .east, .barcelona, .bible. So these ones will be launching soon, either still in December or next year in January. So if you have clients that are interested in one of these TLDs, it's very important to already get those trademarks in there, due to the fact that we also have Christmas holidays coming up, and it will be take more time consuming at this moment to get the mark records verified. So be aware of that. If there are clients that are interested in these TLDs, please go ahead and submit those to us this week if possible. And with that, I will provide it to Cheyenne, who can provide us with updates on .car, .cars, and .auto. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for taking the time to sit in on this webinar today. My name is Cheyenne Rostam. I'm the Global Director of Registry Operations for XYZ. We're best known for our TLD.xyz, but we have also launched .rent, .college, and we are now in the process of launching .cars, .car, and .auto. as well as .security, .protection, and .theater. And right now I'll be discussing .cars, .car, and .auto, and then the other three TLDs will be discussed immediately afterwards. So I will start this presentation by quickly going over the current or old domain landscape. There are nearly 300 million domain names registered worldwide, with approximately 120 million of them being .com. This is relevant especially to the automotive industry because they are heavily involved with online marketing and generating their sales from leads that came from online traffic. The average domain, from what we found in the 25,000 most popular websites, are on average 8 characters long. However, a .com domain consisting of the word car or auto is usually 13 characters long. That's about 50% longer than a top 25,000 most popular domain. What that means is that businesses in the automotive industry are relying on a very long and cumbersome domain name for their web presence. And that's really inconsistent with how big of an impact the automotive industry makes on the overall economy. In the past 12 months, two-letter.com domains have sold for, on average, $1.5 million or higher, where three-letter domains have sold for over $50,000. This is in contrast with .cars, .car, and .auto, where all domains will cost the same standard registration fee, regardless of the character length. That means one character, two characters, city names are all being sold for the same flat rate, regardless of if it's in Sunrise or EAP or in GA, although Sunrise and EAP does have an additional application fee. So .cars, .car, and .auto present a unique opportunity for dealerships and other businesses in the automotive industry to secure more relevant and more memorable web addresses and really be an authority in their namespace. Here's just a screenshot of just an example of a .com domain with the term cars in it that's been registered, Minnesota Mustang Muscle and SportsCars.com. Just goes to show the demand for keyword-rich domains in the automotive industry, and clearly this person tried registering some different, probably shorter variations of this domain name before he finally settled on a six-word domain name. So what is .cars? It's the complete line of new domains developed specifically for the automotive industry. This portfolio of TLDs encompasses all of the endings that are available for the automotive industry, and it's the exclusive namespace for dealerships, for OEMs, and for suppliers to make themselves a premium brand and stand out from the competition in the automotive space, as opposed to living on a .com domain or some other TLD that can be for any kind of industry and not limited to just the automotive space. This portfolio of domains can be used to create uniformity in branding and marketing for automotive businesses, whether that's a dealer group or just a standard dealership or any other kind of user. It can be used for an overall online presence or something as granular as a single event like a new model launch or for a promotion like, let's say, Toyota-thon that's going on right now. We also expect regional names to be extremely popular since we are not holding any back, and since many of these dealerships especially rely on keyword search terms like, for example, Los Angeles used cars, to be able to get found online and bring potential customers to the lots. To be able to register that exact match domain is going to be a very big opportunity for the dealership. So as we already established, many dealerships and automotive businesses in general have three or four word domains because their first choice was already taken. Even OEMs like Nissan and Tesla don't own the .com. I'm sure many of you already know the story of Nissan, who has, for the last probably two decades, been trying to secure Nissan.com and hasn't been able to because it's owned by Nissan Computer Company, and Nissan Computer Company does not want to sell the domain. So Nissan, the motor company, is using, I think, Nissan USA or NissanMotors.com or something like that instead. So this is an opportunity for them to use Nissan.cars or Nissan.auto as their default web address. And especially given the rise in mobile Internet usage, there is a growing need for automotive businesses especially to use shorter domain names. And that's another reason why we elected to make everything available so that they could upgrade their name significantly from a lucracars.com to lucra.cars, which is a real use case, or an stlmotorcars.com to something as simple as stl.cars, which is another real use case. Again, the geographic possibilities are endless. Being able to register la.cars or tx.car or oc.cars, et cetera, these are all available. They're all available for the same standard registration fee as any other domains in the namespace. Along with one character or one number domains, we've already seen registrations like ds.cars registered by Citroen. We've seen, I think, qq.auto and several other two characters. And these domains can be used to track different campaigns because the automotive industry is so heavy on advertising. They're one of the biggest media buyers in essentially every type of media space. And right now you see a lot of OEMs or dealerships sending all the traffic to the exact same website. But the problem with that is then you don't know if the traffic is coming because you had a very good TV campaign or because they came from a print advertisement or if they came from some other source. Being able to use variations with the car, cars, and auto, or putting something as simple as having Taurus.car as one call to action and 2016 Taurus.car as another call to action, they're very small nuances that the OEM would be able to distinguish, but the average consumer is not going to know the difference because it's short and branded. Some recent .cars.car and .auto registrations, we are currently in Sunrise until January 12th. We have seen a number of registrations already. This is not a complete list, but there are some that we want to highlight. Most of these have registered the .cars, the .car, and the .auto variations, including Bentley, BMW, Volvo, Rolls-Royce, Honda, Lexus, Toyota. We're seeing variations like Mini.cars and Mini Cooper.cars, as well as AMG.cars, Mercedes.cars, Mercedes-Benz.cars. And smart.car is a very strong brandable name. We're also seeing suppliers. Cora, which is based in France, has made a quick upgrade to their name from cora-auto.fr to cora.auto, which immediately makes their name shorter and also makes them an international company as opposed to the limitation of living on that ccTLD. And then we've also seen financial services, insurance services like Ally Financial, get ally.auto. Alliance Insurance has registered a number of names. There are two there that you can see. And then insurance companies like State Farm, Geico, et cetera, have registered auto and cars domains. We also expect a number of other OEMs that we are speaking to directly to register several hundred more of these domains between a couple of them because they plan on registering all of their models in different variations as well as upcoming models, technology, concepts, etc. So here's an example of how a big dealership could use .cars.car.auto. Using Berkshire Hathaway as an example, they are a top 10 dealer group in the entire country. And they do, I think, over $1 billion a year in revenue. Their website is berkshirehathawayautomotive.com. That's very difficult to type in. They probably lose a lot of typo traffic. They probably lose a lot of emails for the same reason. To be able to quickly upgrade their name, they could register something as simple as berkshirehathaway.auto. That immediately cuts off like 8 characters from their name. But they can upgrade it even further by registering bha.auto. They have a dealership in Dallas called SmithChevyOfDallas.com. they could upgrade that to smith.cars or smithchevy.cars or even dallas.cars, or they can do tx.cars for Texas. Any slogans could be registered. The service and financing parts of the business are where most dealerships actually make their money, but it's underrepresented online. Those could live on their own microsites using something like smithservice.cars. And if you have any clients that are interested in registering .cars, .car, or .auto domain, you're more than welcome to email me directly, sr@gen.xyz. And we have a team that can make recommendations on the best .cars domains to register based on what dealerships your client owns or what models they sell, as well as what keywords they're bidding on AdWord campaigns, what are the keywords in their meta tags, et cetera, so that we can come up with some really clever suggestions for them. Manufacturers can also use these domains. Using Audi as an example, I think right now their global website is worldwide.audi.com. That could be shortened to something as simple as Audi.auto. For their U.S. website, that could just be Audi.cars. For each of their models, they could have their own microsite with their own domain name, something like A3.car or A4.car. If they have a new concept car, that could also live on its own website. Imagine being able to go to an auto show and they issue press release about a new concept car and learn more at AudiConcept.car. It's a very strong call to action, highly branded. It creates brand recognition and brand awareness, and it can also be used as call to actions in social media because they can tie everything together with their domain name and their Twitter handle and their hashtag and everything. It can all be the same thing, S4.cars, for example. We do have several early adopters already using live active .cars websites. The first one is Luca.cars. They were previously LucaCars.com. This is a original equipment manufacturer that builds high-end supercars, and they upgraded to the most logical, shortest version of their name, Luca.cars. And what you see if you do a search for Lucra in Google right now is that Lucra.cars is the number one search result. So one question that we commonly get asked by manufacturers and dealerships is, how will these rank in Google? Well, they rank at the top. Here's another example. I mentioned this earlier with STL Motor Cars. They are one of the largest luxury car dealerships in the United States. They sell Bugattis and Bentleys, Aston Martins, Maseratis, and they were previously stlmotorcars.com, and that's a very long domain for such a premium business. So they wanted a domain name that reflected their premium stature, and they chose to get stl.cars. So you can see stl.cars is now number one in search results for STL Motor Cars. It's also the top search result for STL Bentley or St. Louis Bugatti. And you can even see on the right side of the page, you can still see their business profile on Google. So everything is treated exactly the same by Google, and we've even seen this dealership, STL Cars, now advertising their new domain name in the DuPont Registry. This is in print currently. And here's a testimony that we got from the dealer principal there. I can't think of a better or clearer domain name for my dealership than STL.cars. It's short, memorable, and relevant to my business, geography, and industry. The transition from STLMotorCars.com to STL.cars by the Cars Registry White Glove team was extremely simple, and I was also able to maintain my my search engine ranking, SEO, and emails in the process. Buying the .com version of STL would have cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, and STL.cars looks exactly the same way but looks better in advertising. I got a better looking name for less money and used the savings over securing the .cars equivalent to market my new website on the DuPont Registry. So this is a pretty fantastic testimony in my opinion, because it just goes to show that this dealership, even though he's making a lot of money on his car sales, he doesn't want to spend that money to get something like stlcars.com or stl.cars. but for him to register STL.cars be able to save that money and put it towards advertising instead so that he can move more units and grow his business, I think that's a compelling opportunity for any dealership. Another example of an early adopter is MarketPunch.auto. They were previously MarketPunch.com, and it's run by a guy named Jason Stumm. And he is one of the thought leaders or influencers in the automotive marketing space. He has a podcast that is published very often, and he has been covering .cars.car.auto since actually 2013, before we were even the registry operators of the TLDs. He's not getting paid by us or anything like that. He just believes that .cars.car.auto are the future of automotive marketing. He recently interviewed our COO, Mike Ambrose, and that's on his website, marketpunch.auto. But this is a very good use case, and this is going to be a great way to generate awareness about these new TLDs to the automotive space and give us some credibility. And, of course, if you do a search for Market Punch, you'll see marketpunch.auto rank as the number one search result. And the last example is David Kane. David Kane was previously the CEO of Ford Direct. Ford Direct actually manages every Ford dealership website in the United States. So for David Kane to upgrade his domain name from KaneAutomotive.com to Kane.auto is a very big deal. He made this announcement at his conference this a month or two back and issued a press release about the rebranding. So this is a huge endorsement for us. Again, this is not someone that we paid to do this or anything like that. He made this decision based on his own experience in automotive marketing and consulting and knew this was the right decision for his business. And you can see that if you do a search for David Kane, Kane.auto is the number one search result. So if you actually have any clients that are interested in registering a .cars, .car, or .auto domain, and they want to migrate their website over from their current .com or .net or whatever it might be to their new .cars domain, we have a white glove team that can actually make this migration for them in a matter of 24 or 48 hours, and they won't lose their SEO, they won't lose their page ranking, they won't lose their emails in the process. This is a complimentary service that we offer to anyone who purchases a .cars, .car, or .auto domain, and it's purely at the option of the registrant. So if you have any clients that are interested in this, we're more than happy to assist. So one of the last things I would like to say is this is like the 1990s all over again for the automotive industry, where the internet was starting to become popular and a lot of automotive businesses wanted to register or did not care to register a .com domain at that time, and they might have missed out on their first or second choice and had to settle for their fourth or fifth. Now, all these domains are available right now, LA.cars, LasVegas.cars, Chicago.auto. So for any of these to be registered by your clients would, for the same standard registration fee, is a very big opportunity for them to become the immediate authority or expert in their space and get found online before their competitors do. So to give you a timeline of our launch, we are currently in Sunrise. This is open to anyone registered in the TMCH. There is an 8-day early access period, this is open to the general public. There is a one-time premium fee that applies, and everything is available at this time as long as it was not registered in the Sunrise. There are no registry reserve names. There are no premium names. So again, all one-character, two-character domains, as well as cities, generic keywords like MPG, midsize, city.car, etc., they're all available. And then anything that's not registered in the EAP will also be available in general availability, which starts on January 20th. So again, if there are any questions, I'm happy to take them now, or you can email me sr@gen.xyz or visit our website, www.go.cars.
Thanks, Shane, for that. I don't see any questions at the moment, so I think we might just go over to the next presentation. So for those of you that do have questions, please go ahead and go through the chat box. You can see the chat box on your left top corner, I hope at least. And we're just loading up the other presentation. Just take a couple of minutes. So for those of you that recently have joined, we will be doing the presentation now on .theater, .protection, and .security. And for those of you that are still on, you're happy to join or keep on the session so that you can get more information. So I'll hand it back to you, Shane.